From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Leaders of majority Muslim nations gathered in Istanbul Wednesday and condemned President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel as unlawful. The meeting came as unrest in the Middle East continues, along with growing criticism over the president's decision. The gathering was under the auspices of the 57-nation Organization of the Islamic Conference. Turkey currently leads the conference, and the emergency summit was called by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan said the president's decision meant the U.S. had forfeited its role as the broker in efforts to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had some of the sharpest criticism. He told leaders on Wednesday that Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem was, in his words, a crime. He said the Palestinians would not accept a U.S. role in the peace process from now on, and he accused the United States of being biased in favor of Israel. At least 30 people were killed in airstrikes Wednesday on a police camp in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. At least 80 others were wounded when the pre-dawn raids hit a prison that's run by rebels. The strikes were carried out by a Saudi-led coalition against the rebels, a campaign that hasn't let up since it began in March 2015. 11 members of a militia in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rape of dozens of children and for murder. The defendants were said to belong to a militia group called the Army of Jesus, led by South Kivu provincial lawmaker Frederick Batumike. Batumike's legislative immunity was waived so he could stand trial. This is VOA News. Uganda's ruling party, the National Resistance Movement, has proposed scrapping the age limit for presidential candidates and extending the life of a presidential term. The proposal has the backing of President Yoweri Museveni, who has ruled Uganda for over 30 years. Halima Athumani has more on the story for VOA from Kampala.
The proposed amendment to Uganda's constitution seeks to scrap the 75-year age limit for presidential candidates and extend the length of presidential terms from 5 to 7 years. The move would benefit longtime President Yoweri Museveni, for whom the parliament scrapped term limits in 2005. The Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee approved the constitutional change in a closed-door meeting last week, and the proposal will soon be presented to Parliament. President Museveni voiced support for the proposal in a meeting with legislators.
2 terms of 5 years is simply a joke. When you hear somebody talking about it, you know that he just wants to improve his CV so that they say he was president. But to think that he wants to solve the problems of the people is totally out. So there is merit in looking at the 7 years.
But members of the opposition say the ruling National Resistance Movement should let Ugandans vote on the changes through a referendum. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
2 reporters for the Reuters news agency have been arrested in Myanmar on suspicion of possessing secret police documents pertaining to the refugee crisis in Rakhine State, the government said Wednesday. The journalists were arrested late Tuesday in the main city of Yangon and charged with violating the Official Secrets Act. Reuters said the news agency is urgently seeking more information about the circumstances of their arrest and their, quote, current situation. Robert Mueller, the special counsel leading the investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election, received a strong vote of confidence Wednesday from the Justice Department official who appointed him and who oversees his work. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller in May after President Trump fired then-FBI Director James Comey, dismissed Republican criticism that the special counsel's team has become compromised by anti-Trump partisans. Rosenstein appointed Mueller after Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from the probe because he had served as an advisor to Trump's presidential campaign. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.